A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave for Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Bapaville Stadium. The match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, Bapaville. And instead of watching the beautiful game, they encountered 10 the ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now, the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
02-619-2077. Tanzwa, Susa Tower and Gibbs, I shout out to Murizuenier, Akanga Taiwa, Shua Mkomananga offside. I see Akazorana Masoro Nemwake, Anoe, Watoti linesman. Shuganzaiwa, Mkomanan, which was actually genuine, no money rawa. I see Susanasa, I spoke to Sabuti, Mutemo.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Islanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So let's read one or two charges. You know, you can start reading.
Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL Disciplinary Committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Bapaville Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017, at a Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during, or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered. Then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match. Then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects. I think they wanted to say bottled, yes. Whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not, onto the pitch or at any person.
And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulukanda balamhlanje ke njoba jonga khulumile sikhuluma ngakhona ukwenzakala eBF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amathe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye ukuthi abutshwala uyabe ngezwa kwalibani so kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bungena njani abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangenza njani
and the hearing gives is set to be on a Tuesday 23rd of May
kunjalo
yes
so singazi ukuthi kuyaphuma phela ama points la 3 points idimbari la ukuthi inikwe ama points ayi 3 wona lawo iHighlanders ilaka ukuthi bayifake isijezi esimangalisayo kumbe kuthiwa ibhatale imali kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu kube kuningi kakhulu ungagcina kusinda iqembu
leGibbs. We just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamo and Highlanders, but we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in an advantage position, advantage, you go to melee the ball, you have to melee the ball, you have to catch the part, you have to catch the ball. So it says, gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar, or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, That rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball in brackets except from a deliberate serve is not considered
saka ndo maonera akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzi venyere vakarwa na masoro vakaona kuti mutemo unotaura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside asi bhora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anove mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achikilia kana kuburisa munharaunda make bhora iroro ndongobva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndozviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
kuti
taitamba isusu Gibbs bhora wainzi anogona kurova inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo ama kuchinja-chinja hatichaizivi saka dai tinzwe kune nyanzvi zvine vateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo
ye so ke we've got our first guest and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. Mgcinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So Mgcinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Kiste. How are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
But it's very chilly, it's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mgcinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at PF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, who is control of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there's choirs like noise, which was there in Mulawayo yesterday, Papa Phil Sitiam, people, they damaged property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Mm. Whereby it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public.
Mm.
So this thing must be done thoroughly. I don't know how they can solve it, but the major officials, they are disgraced in Zimbabwe.
Mm. Mm. But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees, what the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful, that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying that one they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the main cause of those things is nature officials most of the time. Right, those big games, they are on live on Super Sport, Everport, South, wherever in Africa, Everport was, some people were watching that game. But it becomes a grace. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know.
Mm.
With one man, we have caused the problem.
Mm.
I don't quote on violence, that is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, 100% wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, but if Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it, and the match officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money if Islanders charged the 10,000, the match officials too must be charged again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
Mm-hmm. So now let's take okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer.
Mm.
I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African, most of their big teams which I support. That thing which is happening, which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many, many, many years. And they can't solve. They only talk. They punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't do it, take action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd rather look for referees made on the neighboring countries. I think it can be dead. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final.
Mm.
Yeah. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The ref's decision is final.
Right. The other point which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were taking missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation and it's very bad for our soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
We won't go there. You look like... most of the time in Botswana, you stay in Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even one. I'm almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. Whereby in Zimbabwe, our game, we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than we.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah,
before
but
the game started,
but
I didn't know that Nkau is the one who posts for the referees.
Yeah, but Bakangani,
referees or whatever.
But Bakangani, Mnumzana, Bakangani started. Nkani Bale, one line.
Yeah,
one line. Ulos Kalun developed up a way of Paloti. I shall tell him finally to eat animals. Unombembe lapho uqinile kakhulu offside yi offside bese ibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapho ikafu kufuze ilete onompembe baphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamos Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was a fair goal one, and secondly he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele. He says the CAF should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva Mutare. Ndirumpe nyimuri kupi kwa muri kufona muri?
Ndiri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Oh, muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Yeah.
Nah, titaurire kuti vana vasu vangu recover sei bora iri.
Bora ratinga ririma dzidza zvakaomarara kuti chitere chakati tashamadza zvikuru. Asi point yangu hombe pairi chinyanya ndizvanga ndisekuti marefuri anonyanya kusupporta Dynamo Spirit, I don't know why. Because tikada kuti asva game rakatambwa ne Dynamo ne FC Platinum. Ndienda yakaenda kupatira striker bora rikamuiswa zvikanda isi go boy. But in the zoo, I can't see go boy. I don't know why. Not the Dynamo Spirit.
Saka imifungo yenyu iri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Ya kumafanzi ndongoti zvangu pakakanganisika dzikonzi final decision. Refu ndiani final decision, but mumarefu vedu tinofanira kuti tiwana kudzidziswa zvakanyanya kuti wape ma decision ari right, kuti nhasi Ronzi go bora mangwana wenza isi go bora. Kana mitema yeplayers yase bosna ido dziko tinyato zviya mitema yebora. But atiko zviri zvacho zviri zviri korekti ndezviti. Nhasi rombo nzira yara displayiswa. Saka munhu ari kutanga displayiswa ne defender kupe go bora. But mangwana zvonzi haifanya hit offside atiko zviri zvakamira semai.
Asi imi mutemo weFIFA iwoyu number 11 munhu maiuziva here unotaura kuti bhora rakanga ra defender akada kuclear bhora akarirova zvisizvo rikaenda kune opponent iri muoffside, offside yatokanzurwa munhu haakutogowesa. Maizviziva here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo?
Aizviziva, but tinozokonfuse kana zvichimutana rep akasarwa tiyebvu mitemo iyoyo because zvakafana nedhemanito ari Platinum neDynamo Spirit.
Iro hatina kurionawo hamene kuti rakabuda sei.
But PSO manje haina kana kumbosimudza musoro kuti isovhe decision iyoyo. But yakanzi isemu offside.
Asika
defender akanga yakasira
mhiko. Mukoma Kenneth apa tinyatsopa jekesa. PSL haisi kusimudza musoro nekuti bhora rarambwa kana kuti ragowayo. PSL iri kudaidza Highlanders nenyaya yemhirizhonga yakaitwa nevatsigiri vayo. Ndo nyaya vari kutarisa iyoyo. Idisciplinary hearing yemhirizhonga yakakonzeresa kumiswa kwegame. Bhozi mutemo webhora unoitika nemuzvinyunyuto. Bhora rapera, mokombaira ripoti yenyu, mopa kuna match commissioner, moita zvinyuto zvenyu kana muchisisa kuzifa kana muchika kuti match commissioner anotibira munzira kana kubvarura kana kuchinja zvatiita nyora. Kune nzira dzokuti muchisena zvichemo. Kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti in case bhora rinozotadza kufamba musha endozokanda dombo, ndo zviri kurambwa nePSL.
Ndizvozvo
maita basa mukoma Kenneth Tsharamba chi.
Sorry, can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Quiet.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare, most referees, they support Dynamos. And then now they are putting it open for anybody to see. Because the game was close to the getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe, they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because here PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Jonga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given let's say, a red card,
yes,
there's a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week. The review was the referee right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that the so-and-so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Yeah,
in South Africa, I think there are 4 to 6, even a few, just 3 to 4 years who have been fired.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chitereri, nchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gives you name, Chitereri.
Yeah, ilo muzana ke ukumbulani moyo, ukulakaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, wanguchona jani? Uyakizo baba kumbulani? Ungani phone yake iba njongu June, kumbe ngujulai lapa, angla shua. Iba njongu mkando sivini. Baba kumbulani moyo, uyakizo baba? Yeah, which one is that going up? Yeah, if only you have been to Kambe, we are using the foot for Zambi. What we are getting from Kinika? Yeah, Kinika, Nasus Kangera civili, a pole in Lapa. Siabonuti, yeah, Islanders, Abadwang, and Kulian, Bezavagaza. What about our wins? Abonoku Pella, Ikram Bulia King, Natalanzim. So umano wa zanugu ya Puman kuna po jongeba sivesi ya PSL katesi. Kwa Puman.
Ya, iske botonaliza chezi sasuzo uba kuhu. Ya, wanda pa manisile silo ugele mkundene mbu utiba fosu umzaluzi ya miso iske botonaliza wakona. Pati wabia wambe niti nga alabono mpembe wa chezi. Mina vengine kwa mzali wa nchini kacha na zini mwili ndengi nga metrapo mvungi chezi kota uzo wa Puman beso ulete busuhu. Kota hawe kusenzagala vengutola na mafonu tatesu wenzagala loku la loku la loku. Iko nzitu mtanamoto wa kuruma kipori nga kakalisi. Watu nka unka ukubo refu la pana baso la kakulu. Bams usola mawanda unyaza usola umto anete tu nka ukubo refu ya pazamisi. Aisho hoto ama kenisu wa bugine ama nenga ama ya kutiko kukelele moye ni jabupe.
Yes, kuzobuya njalo ukuthi bebepostela nje amathe bepostela imbodlela lokunye okuchiyeneyo njalo lokuthi kube lobudlongodlongo so ke ngasi ukukhangela konke lokhu kukhanya ngazani lapha sibili asikhuma iqiniso iqembu lizathola nzima
uthola nzima lizathola nzima babadube kodwa ke lapha sesiya ngesilungwini ungakhangela into ezibhala emaphepheni zolabo section sorry so wena uyabuyenza into eyodwa ilicala ye kodwa nxa sotawulela umuntu sebekufaka ngabo section so and so paragraph so and so kuthina sokungathi licala elikhulu
mhm
iyahlala abantu baphambanisini lokhu amvumelani labantu sibili kodwa kumele la bakhangele ngenxa zonke i senti le coin lo head lo tail.
Mhm.
Eh.
Hayi.
Njalo singekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni PSL futhi yakhala.
Mhm.
Mhm. Eh, into abantu bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuze benkundleni yibabathi lishaye sithanda umdlalo. Kwenzeke lati imali ingene kuma club ingene ku PSL ingene la ku ZIF.
Mhm.
Ikho nje ngathi mina test ngayi national team idlala ngabona ngiyangijela ukuthi avela kula bhola.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibini. Ngwana kunjalo ukukhumbula into osebuyile.
Yeah.
Yeah baba kona pungayi kashana mnumzana mgcini khaya. So silomzana ukukhumbula moyo kona ngale kobulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba ngitshona njani?
Hayi sone kuhle Sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ubukhona ngale ebholeni. So wena uboneni kona ngale. Ye la ukuwaphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Ye akithi mina ngiboni leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi moya ithimba ukuthotha bekulele kuzini.
Mm.
Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ibingale kwelayini yama-defenders. So ngesikhathi ke ihlota u-ref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayini mina waphakamisa ukuthi gobhora. U-ref wazesimisa la ukuthi ukuthi gobhora. Ithi isikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be-Highlanders. Sebethinga ukuthi manje uhamba njani.
Mm.
Yes.
Kodwa sibe nqaso silandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi Sibili nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale offside position abesehlohla nxa ibhola lalivele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yale ukuthi hayi igobhora
ithi igobhora asazi lapho
ye kungani batho njalo Sibili singazi ukuthi poke njobe iklabhu sidosele khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusuze kulihlaba enhlizweni ukuthi icembu seliyabhadalisa imali esubside
ya kuyasihlaba Sibili ngoba iyakuthi izinkalakade zezimali unzefanti iholiday lokhu abadlali labokhotha konke so kusuka kube nzima kakhulu nxa kuba njalo
ye kodwa ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba moyo khonoku ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obuba khona ungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho?
Lobo mbona ngani kunzima ngendlela ukhothi orefu esilabo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba orefu abaningi ngihamba bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo bala amathimu abo ababevele basapota. Ngoba sinakhangela ulayini mini yalo ovusisa umsindo lasithaabhani ibhosi yakhetha igobhora esemthethweni kodwa yena wayithiwa kwathi i-offside. So kuyathengisa ukuthi uyakevele esehlangothini iyake opposite team ntoko.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona kungadinwela kusasa baba Khumlani Moyo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
So that is Mr. Khumlani Moyo. He's really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined. You know, especially heavily if the fine is very, very heavy. There could be problems for the club, according to him, and I think, obviously, that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened, was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
A year or so ago, yeah, when Highlanders, then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields, and some fans caused the abandonment of that match, and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters. It was because of some of those issues,
some of
you know.
The issues.
And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all
that
kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah. So
okay, we have some fans. Oh, well, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah, people are writing. Yeah,
yeah, but they love soccer.
They love soccer. They are fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewers, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera. Anzi Vakagona, Coast Dynamos, Yeda Kubira, Ndofungaru Tigirakuti, Vaka Ruisa, Vakagona. Then Togs Mukwaze, Anzi Vachar Tamba Vega, Kanaru Maituravo, Iwayo. Ngaba vemuligi vagadire yavo ine zvido zvaHighlanders chete kana vachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa. Hanzi zvakaitwa nebhosi hazviratidzi hunhu chato vachijairira chavo bodres difarinofanira kufaindisa boso kuti mafans avo asiye spirit yayo woibvisira mapoints wopa dimbara 3 points woibhana kuti itambe muground mune mafans mutongo yatopiwa. Then hanzina shumba huru, Zifa should punish the instigators. Then mumwe ati zvakaitika nezuro hazvikurudzirwe, asi marefuri edu ngaaedze kubata mitambo zvakafanira, vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba. Takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoesa a clear goal, assistant ref akati offside, kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa. Saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi. Kana zvichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo, ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West. Asi havana kuisa phone number yavo. Ndo vamwe vateereri vatiinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu. Asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa. Makadi. Alo, mufundisi moyo.
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvanga zvichiitika izvi.
Waregai tiende Mwari chekutanga, maita zvakanaka matifonero tikuno South Africa. Nenewo ndiri kuteerera bhora zvikuru. Nhaipo ndiye kuti kuna baba former player soccer, nhaipo yakanaka zvikuru, but hatikurudziri kuti kana refu kana yachingaita mistake masupporters api. Tinoona maproblem akawanda kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefu anoitawo mamistakes, asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAli Ahly inotamba musina maplayer, musina masupporters. Kuti zvoti zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvinosina kumira zvakanaka, kuita kuti zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanhu vakwanisa kukwanisa kufa kana zvito zvakasiyana siyana. Saiko kupiwa kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ngaigone kubhana masupporters eHighlanders kana kutava musina masupporters, kuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Tichi Dynamos inofeziwa nemarefuri, kuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samwe matimu ose, iyo pachai inogona kutamba. Kazoti kana zvinhu zvangoitika, vanhu ngavagone kuziva kuti refuri zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo, vongotira izvozvo kuitira vanhu vagwisane.
Asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo, muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani. Vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence, that's what he has been saying. He said no, he doesn't encourage people to do that, and it's actually bad for the good game. So he's not like supportive of that.
Nokuti nhau yakafana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo, yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo, bhozi nesu tiri vateveri vebhora totevera matimu akawanda. Hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana, akadiwa nemarefuri. Kuti tiona kana muno South Africa panotamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana panotamba Sundowns nePirates, akaona vanhu vachikanda zvinhu mugiraundi, kuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora. Zvekuti kubvotwa kuti kune marefuri chete anogona bhora, kana munyika medu marefuri arimo ngatisabva kutaura kudaro, nokuti iyo zivo riri kugona kutaura bhora zvakanaka. Nepine kuti ngatigone ziva isindoona bhora, tinandoona mabhora, tokusika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo. Nokuti pachedu hazvatiwani, hatina mugove umwe watinowana. Tinoda kufadza nyama yedu kuona kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka, kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka. Hakuna timu inonzi inofeziwa nemarefu, inonzi timu inotenga marefu kauri zvakadai. Asi kuti kana refu achingaona, refuri wakafanana driver webhazi, kana achingaona problem anoridzira sezvaiipamusana peghighlanders, because defender weHighland ndiye akatura bhora nobvaridzoaida kuriburisa obva amhaina. Saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo.
Asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo. Ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro, kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei, mwana acho achikutaurira, iwe uchienda uchinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kucomplaina kuti ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa, mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo? Tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muAfrica medu muZimbabwe, ani mubereki anotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro?
Zvanikati ndine mwana enda chikoro, zvanikati ndiendese mubereki, ndizvitorera kuti ndingagona kuchinja mwana wangu. Handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro, handina mvumo yekurova mwana wechikoro. Ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kune chimwe chikoro, kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki nematishati
vatazvese izvo mazviedza zvaramba, nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened. And matimu they complain kuti marefura asi kutibatira magames zvakanaka, but zvichemo zvacho hasi kugadziriswa. Tanzwawo vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo harisi kugadziriswa. Saka zvizva mungakurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana.
I see nawe muzimbabwe chete. Kana muchiuka pa Afcon yeye akatamba zvoba chandi takabirwa pa chani yeye patatamba ne Libya na referee muno ya Daniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makona Burkina Faso pakaita pa Burkina Faso umwe taurubva akapoa red card yakazozi azvizo. Kuti I see the problem muzimbabwe chete. Zviri mukati ne Africa yose. Tikati zvimoto kwaishobodza bhora remukati menyika yekwedu. Zviri mukati nezvimunyika yose muAfrica kana muno musatova matiri tinongona zvakona zvisika zvese nepo kuti ngatigone kugadzirisa pasi panogadzirwa kugadzwa nevezifa ndivaro kuti vagone kuona PS voona pasi kuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara njiva vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira bhozi nyaya Highlanders neDynamos dzakabvira kudhara zvese zvichingorwa sakuti vari kuenda nokuenda kwaya pisa padiopa ngatigone kunzwa bhozi izvi pano ne ruvengo pakati pe Highlanders neDynamos.
Hanzi ndo rivalry iripo. Aiwa ndizvo. Thank you so much mfundisi. Gibbs mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people. So he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. This is a continental, if not international problem, because it's wherever you go, people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial. But the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect people to, you know,
but if
very safe and, but it happens.
Let me help impulses, you. In this case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Ya so ke sasilo mnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukhona ngale egogwe kumbe ngumnumzana kumbe ngkosikazi kumbe ngkosazana kunjani sibonakele khona ngapha egogwe
ayaphila kakhulu njalo lana eAmerica ngkona ngapha
hayi siyaphila kakhulu ye so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbini entsandi ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegudini
ye phosa khona lapho baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguye le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters, of course, into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So referee lo linesman iba babangela ukuthi igame leyi postponed. So my feeling or opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazwa ukuthi bahlale i-disciplinary hearing leyi bamtshela ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokuphanisa ama-officials lawa ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ama-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala ukuhamba ukuphanjaniswa ngama-referee. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi ureferee la yaqine thathi decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terrorists, that is uncalled for. So iqimu lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I'm concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberview Stadium? So iqimu izakwehlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi, ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi. Sibonge kakhulu baba. Yeah, yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe, and he's saying that you know referees he knows that referees should take decisions, and that decisions are final. But he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs. You know,
that's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's
and he
true.
Says at the end of the day, fans should always be patient, very patient. But whenever, when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because they say the game could have been flowing very well. And whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying whistle, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. Should do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Luis Bungira. We got in touch with him and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also, we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Bosso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Bosso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Bosso player put the Dynamos scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside. A miscue and a deflection are two different things. Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Bosso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If we are all well-versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday, I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
That is Mr. Alois Bungira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs and you never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, you are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Bonzo Squires who says, an offside is an offside, it doesn't change. Although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkenika. Mkenika, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things, and, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe, literally?
Yeah, definitely it's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if we can check our terraces before, when guys like Matimba Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, Point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums were always full. But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bungira, he's a soccer expert. Yeah, some of these things they change daily, and then the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium, isn't it true?
Yes. I can see, right now we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans, and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But then they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there is such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mtinika, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, mm-hmm. always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
And the marshals, right?
For that, they are on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are paid for that to go and make sure that the law is followed. There is no trouble, no what. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police were late, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they are the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line, Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trap.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think it's Nkosi from Botswana, right? Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Ngiyaphela sizozonda kurwana.
Hayi wena usafoni phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela everyday ukuthi ungene.
Mina ngihlezi ngifona lapho li drop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi, I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah, yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, uyazi ukuthi kids.
Yeah, quiet now.
Uyabona ibale ithi politics.
Mm.
Ibale ithi politics lile definitely lende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidamitated with politics. Ile politics le tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So imethi yona leyo kukhulunywa ngayo lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urefu bachitha. Ebutswana badla amadonsi. So ngeza ke sidla amadonsi eZimbabwe nxa kuthi eButswana kudliwa amadonsi. So we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonokho okwenzakalayo. Ama-refu vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele e-DF laphana wawuqala from Eco Highlander site. Siwubanga umsindo sikidelane kube lusindo. Uqale ukuthi ama-refu yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So umuntu vele oyithapha ukhoza okumele bahlale la ephansi ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo, it was because of the lineman. If the decision of the lineman was stay and fire, they couldn't be having that noise ebekhona. But just because of the behavior of lineman, he was the most trouble causer. Yabo. So akumelanga sibalekele iqiniso ukuthi sithi thina no ama supporters they are not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. Yabo. So ukuthi umuntu ethe wonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi ubedakiwe utshwala kube ngizoda wadakwa bese utshwala kaburayithi. It's something you can't even understand what will come. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why this is Alama charges. It's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Tell us, but it's interesting. Five past, but like I've been over very much. Hooliganism, you can see anything. It can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another section says another thing, offense. Which is a match, another offense, you get a ground, another offense, you will that. It's hooliganism, is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one way, hooliganism. The EPSL is going to make money out of the islanders because it's maybe broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the islanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those refugees until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since the Islanders had the Dynamos. We used to get a lot when we were at school. We had those problems with the refugees by Tatama side. So they must be beaten thoroughly.
Hayi ukutshala phela kuyahlupha Nkosi. Ukutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonokho.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is shown and develop attitude still rules.
Njalo.
It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona and Ndebele, of which at the end of the day we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry them with useless, stupid refuses, we bring them to the ground. At the end of the day, we find ourselves fighting to each other. Just because of a mere stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision. It's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave that manner, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but I just was really about yeah, what the police penalties, Tom Tal.
Zimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys. I've got a very good son who plays a very serious soccer. So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because you'll be supported by useless linemen.
But from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down the tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use bottle tops to get into the stadium. We pay. We cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Kata kola for 10 seconds. Nyakuniga civil lezo kaza ako. 10 seconds. Kata.
Yeah. We want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Ah, won't you, Baba? Siyabonga.
Then they will meet.
Then you beat them up again.
Hey, man.
They must take action against the ref.
I smoke in the coast. Smoke in the cool, Baba.
Thank you so much.
You. Yeah, I think we heard it.
Yeah, because you were also translating into English.
Yes.
Tinam Koma Alex P. Mawewe, Waraku Botswana. Magadim Koma Alex.
Mambo Magadim.
Tirewa penyinya, Irum Daruma, Inzwa, Yaku, Zia, Zongwa, Zaku, Daku, Pera, Tipating, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa,
Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa, Zongwa,
Zongwa,
Nawiri papa bora marchandu wara kaita vese sakari wona tangati tiriona mutemo wataurwa kudara kuti bora rikabva pa opposition rikaenda pa opponent rikabva ipo rikapinda mugedhi igobora vachada umwe mutemo wokufuta hakuna umwe mutemo unouya kudzoko iwoyo mutemo isi vamwe tinofarira bora tinoriona bora zuva nezuva tinoona bora saka apa hapana chavari kutaura apa bora rakagowa chete 3 points dzadzinde kuti mbari
saka dzimwe nguva vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatozivawo mutemo zvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiwo ndo zvaari kutaura aiwa tikufunga ndo zvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefender richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuatempta kutiya kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside but the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamo senga ari muoffside ehe ndo pari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa pane pasina offside saka imii mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi
aiwa nhau dzemhirizhonga baba hadzina kunaka nekuti munoona kubhora kugraund kuya kuya tinoenda nevana tinoenda neani nevana vaduku vasingagoni sevhuzenzi mhirizhonga ikatanga isinge takushaya pokupinda manje saka mhirizhonga iyi ndaichikurudzira kuti dai zvaa zvichidhira ka hameno kuti vaikwanisa kuisa fosi yakaita seyesekiriti kuti mhirizhonga isinge isaite ende maholiganz shuwa ngaaoneke makamera ngaashandisiwe aone kunzi vatanga mhirizhonga ndivana nethen votorwa voiswa kumutemo vanhu havazombosi vakaita kuti mhirizhonga
thank you so much mukoma ndinoimba kuti vari kunzwa vanenge vachizogadzira mitemo iyoyi nekuiwandudza nekuichengetedza
No, that ain't I'm wrong.
Thank you so much. I give this main emphasis, not hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and Zifa, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals.
And,
I may recall, well, Caps United fined one of its
marshals.
Supporters. Yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. The team, they banned him a match or two and then they fined him. So, which means the marshals
can I chip in there?
Yes, you can.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah,
if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So, which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
No. If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score will just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
And
yeah,
then
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they'll be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they crash or whatever, they've won their case.
And
that's
if,
fair enough.
And if there's a replay,
I don't mind.
If
whatever, but if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, but from, well, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks the referee's performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can...
What ingenge ngizwe utabantu bathini uShepard Mabuza uthi iqiniso laphana ukuthi iphoso bayijwayele kabi ngoba lo muntu epopa kade offside bamekele nje ukuthi iqiniso vele ukuthi ikakhulu abantu laba bazijayela so asibona ngazani akumelanga bakwenze bese kubuya uNkiwane uthi okusegcekene ukuthi umdlalo lwana umiswe isikhathi singakapheli ngoba iDimbare ihlohle ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo. So ke uphinde wethi uNkiwane siyacela ukuthi iHighlanders ingajeswa kakhulu. Is appealing for, you know, a lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Bananzi, Mkoma Felix Hanzi vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu. Hanzi zvinonyadzisa kurwira bhora. Ma referees vanofanira kuziva kukosha kwemutambo uyu. Havafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we got Kumeten Dota now says what defense did was wrong. However, all this is a build-up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are... I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What we should understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is. Because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy. Yeah, then Sakile Liline says, hashtag as funbumbulutin. So, that was our goal. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mkinikai. So, as far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Of course, he mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel. Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust the Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time. Every season, in and out, most games I watch them. But they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mtrika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mtrika. He was there all the time.
All the time.
And
thank
he's a former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer player. kind of commentator now. You know, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Kip Stewart in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And then Jonga Kande Mire Chitaiwa Zirongwa Studio 7 Ziripo Rambam Chitera Tinotenda Zikuru Mara Zaganaka.